Justin, thanks so much for the time. What do you feel like has really been the recipe for success for you over the last couple of weeks of the season that's allowed you to find the back of the net like you have been?
So as we know, the United East Conference is always like wide open. So our coach is always telling us to either press or sit back. So I think it's really finding the right times to either go at teams or to relax for teams. If we do that, then we just allow a team to play the style that we want them to play, and it allows us to have success while they're failing.
You mentioned the conference and what's made it so tough. I'm wondering what specifically makes it so wide open, as you kind of alluded to. Like, what makes it such a difficult conference to play in?
So my freshman and sophomore year, the 2 years were so different. I mean, there was teams all over the place. No matter how good teams are, teams can always beat you no matter what day it is or how good you are during a season. And especially this year with teams going out and coming in and COVID and everything like that, and everyone has more freshmen and sophomores compared to juniors and seniors. So I think this year has been the most interesting year just based on different teams coming in like St. Mary's and just teams not having the same amount of players that they used to. And it's just been, I see all the scores in the conference and I'm just surprised by some, and others I'm still like confused on how it happened and everything like that. But I like the conference and how it is, how it's wide open.
Yeah, I'd believe it. Justin Butler with us here on BTL from the Wells College men's soccer team. What has been the reason for your success, do you feel like? Like, when it comes to putting the ball in the back of the net and everything like that, like, where do you feel like you've really found your groove, especially here in your senior year?
I think finding the little pockets throughout the midfield is what's really helping me. It's really difficult through this conference, because the midfield is always usually the best players on the team, and we usually stay compact in the middle. So we'll find little pockets here and there, and then distribute out wide or whatever, play a ball through. But sometimes when the ball's out wide, there's like 5-10 yards of space I usually have in front of me. If I get a ball, I either one touch it as a shot, or take a touch and then shoot, or lay it off to somebody. But I think that little space of 5-10 yards is really what helps me score goals, really.
You're coming off a loss last week to Penn State Abington, but before that you ended up beating Morrisville on the road 2-1. I'm wondering what was some of the positives that you took away from those two matches, especially considering that you were able to get a road win against the Mustangs?
So going into Morrisville, we needed to win that game in order to keep in the playoffs. The attitude was there from all of us. We scored two quick ones in the first half, and it was halftime. It was 2-0. The game ended up 2-1 because we had a PK in the second half. But our attitude and us staying organized overall, and our communication was all there from the whole entire team, and we were all working for each other. That's how we came out with the win. Against Abington, they were a tough team. First half, it was a PK with 1 minute left in the first half, so that was tough going in the second half. But overall, we were still fighting because we had to win in order to stay in playoffs. Unfortunately, we lost 2-0, but, we still took positives out of it because, Abington has been a good team these past 4 years, and I saw it as a positive. We kept it that close, and we had our chances too. Me and two or three other guys had chances. So, if we put those chances back in net, we probably would have won. So,
do you feel like you've had a lot of those opportunities, like those chances throughout the course of the season? And maybe in some ways the record isn't necessarily indicative of how things have gone for you guys.
People could say yes and no to this question, but personally, I feel like me and a few others on the team have definitely had quite a few chances. Some of them aren't always like the best chances or whatever, but I definitely think there's probably at least, 10 to 12 good chances that we've had that you know, we could have put in the back of the net and things just didn't go for us. You know, on the other end of it, you know, we give PK sometimes and those are very unlucky. And, you know, there's slight touches that throws everyone off. And next thing you know, a guy's on it and they put in the back of the net. But, yeah, I really think that things just, you know, 100% weren't going for us. But we know that as a team. So we always try to stay positive and don't just get let down by, you know, a silly goal or something like that.
Yeah, for sure. Justin Butler with us here on BTL, senior midfielder for the Wells Express men's soccer team. You're from Johnson City, and, you know, that's not too far away, a hop, skip, and a jump away, really, when you think about it, when it comes to, yeah, to college athletics and everything like that. What made you settle at Wells? Like, what was the real turning point that brought you to the Express program?
I think it was when I had an overnight here. You know, I got to meet the whole entire team that year. And, you know, I played indoor soccer with them that night. And I just liked the overall team atmosphere that night. And, you know, overall the campus is small and I felt like I could have fit in here. I mean, even my high school was bigger than this college, but I kind of liked it here. And, you know, once I came here my freshman year during preseason, I was like, I really feel comfortable.